Okay?
All right.
Okay.
Hi, Joseph. Joseph, thank you for holding, sir. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager. Now, of course, Mary wanted me to get on the line here, get you the details of the service and how everything would work, everything that would be included, and, of course, answer all of your questions. Now, I know Mary said that you're going to want to see everything in writing, and I definitely do want to get an email.
No, I wasn't worried about that. I was writing it down as she told me about it.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, yeah, and I know you're driving, and I'll definitely be respectful of your time. I know Mary does a great job of outlining kind of the basics of our service, and you know how Google works, so obviously we're going to make top-shelf tree services one of those top options on that first page of Google. So, and even Bing, you know, which people do search on. Almost 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing instead of Google. We want you to get those calls, too. People will not need to already know the name of your business. But as long as they're in that 50-mile service area, when they look for tree service, tree company, tree trimming, tree pruning, crowning, thinning, lacing, whatever they type in, as long as it's a service
that's,
you want to provide.
That's exactly what I want. That's exactly what I want.
Your business will pop up. Now, I always
what
ask
kind
my
of
tree
numbers
service guys. Yeah, let me get that to you. You know, you qualify for a reduced rate here, being that your business is less than 5 years old. We consider that a young company, and we do make it more affordable for younger businesses because we know that this is kind of a game changer. It's going to level the playing field. You can compete with the bigger, more established businesses when we get you on that first page of Google. We just want to make it affordable here for you to do that. So you're actually going to save a little bit more than 50% every month. It's a flat rate month to month, but every month you keep the service, it is going to be that reduced rate, not $599, just $299. You save $300 every month, and that's all inclusive. You're not paying for leads on top of that. Calls come directly to you, whether it's 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. It's still that flat rate, and that's going to include Facebook paid ads, and I'm requesting from my supervisor to see if we can even include a website for you at no cost. We build websites in-house for our clients that don't have a website because we know a website means a higher return on investment for you. It means more phone calls. It means a higher quality call. I mean, someone who can see your website, make sure you provide the service they're looking for, see the before and after photos, and know that you do quality work. Someone who calls you after seeing your website, they're ready to hire you as long as your price is fair and you're available. So that
at least you're going to go give a quote right then.
Exactly. Now, if I
can include, this is the only thing I have to say. If you'll keep me, I'm in the middle of handling that. I had an issue with Angie's doing an old background checker, old stuff when I was younger or something come up. I'm having to get that off there real quick.
Okay.
And I'm lessening my Angie status. And what I'll do, I'm paying $700, so I'll be paying $400 again.
Okay.
And then I'll take that extra $3 that I'm not using with them anymore.
That's perfect, yeah.
And that sort of number sounds right, but you have to give me to probably the end of the weekend.
Okay.
Because I'm working on that now.
All right.
But
okay.
When would you want to start it?
So, you know, I'm actually required to fill the position as quickly as I can, but we don't have to process your payment. I can do a post-data transaction for you up to a week if you need over the weekend to kind of free up some budget for that. I can work within that time frame. That's not going to be a problem here for you because I know that this is going to be a big benefit for your business. It's completely different than a lead-based service. Obviously, first of all, not everyone uses Angie, but just about everyone uses Google, so you're going to reach more people. And then, of course, most people who use Angie, they're looking for a handful of estimates. They know multiple contractors are getting that same lead, and they might be looking for the cheapest guy. They might just be looking for something to budget for down the road. But with this, then the call
coming to you. Now, my question is, once I quit using y'all, what happens to all that?
That's a really good question. So, I mean, we're going to create the Google listing with you as the owner, and we'll have managerial access as long as you're a client. If you stop using the service, you still have that verified Google listing. Now, with any website, of course, it needs to be hosted somewhere for someone to even see it. If you wanted to stop using all of our other services, we could continue to
y'all were using Pitt's Tree Service.
Right. So So this is a service that is open for your top shelf tree service. You're on our short list of pre-qualified candidates. To meet that criteria, you have to be in the area, providing the services that are going to fit for tree service, and then obviously no bad reviews. You know, you've got like a 4.7 overall review. I think you've only got like one review where it's below 5 stars. So this is going to be something that you'd qualify for. Now, like I said, we can either continue to host your website or we could transfer the domain over to you if you stop using our service. Now, I've been with the company myself for almost 13 years. In fact, April 17th will be my 13-year anniversary. So we're less than 2 months away for that. Now, I've got clients that have been with me almost that long, you know, 10 years or more in some cases. As a company, though, we have clients that have been with us longer than I have, 14, 16, 18 years. We've been around since 2004, more than 21 years of industry expertise, and we are, of course, a Google Premier partner, so we do get our clients the results that they're looking for. Now,
do y'all do bank account writing numbers, or how do y'all do payments?
So payment would be on a credit or debit card. MasterCard, Visa, Amex, or Discover, so it could be even your debit card associated with your checking account.
Okay.
You're going to get
That's
a detailed
fine.
Reporting.
Because then they can keep up with it, too, so if anything else is pulled, I know where it came from.
Of course. Yeah, and the best part about it, too, like I said, simple, straightforward pricing. You know, there's no
hidden
cash.
This is what I've been worried about, but I was going to call Google to do it. I didn't know how to go about doing it.
It's difficult to get things done through Google. They're going to make you verify your own business, and then you kind of have to jump through the hoops, and sometimes it doesn't get processed right away. Sometimes it gets flagged or suspended even.
A hiccup.
yeah. Once you get a hiccup, it's hard to get things straightened out. You know, once there's a wrinkle, you can't iron it flat. But we actually verify more businesses every day than just about everybody. There's only 8 Google Premier partners in the country. And like I said, you know, with 21 years of experience, we've been around just about longer than everybody else out there. So you're going to see the results that you're looking for. Now, not only is the initial construction of your website, and I did actually a couple of minutes ago get approval to include that website at no cost, not only is the construction of the site going to be included, the hosting, the maintenance, even the updating of the website will be included as well. So, of course, that means we can add any photos down the road of jobs that we send your way. Now, I know you're doing residential work. Are you taking on commercial clients, too? Do you have any particular preference?
Yes, I'm in the middle of renewing my usually residential, but there's a lot of bigger ones you get with, you know, commercial. So when I renew my business insurance, I'm going to see about that.
Okay, so we can promote you for both residential and commercial, maybe the smaller commercial jobs here, you know. I did want to ask you, because I do ask all my tree service guys, I know you'll grind out or remove a stump for a tree that you're taking down yourself, but what about for, like, existing stumps? Are you going to want to be...
I prefer to stay away from
them. You know, that's why I ask. Not everybody wants to do that. Not everybody
I don't want to grind it.
yeah, exactly, and especially if you don't have the equipment to do it. You know, sometimes
I just don't like it, man. Honestly,
it's a lot of time consuming work. I mean,
even when I do my own, I got somebody that does mine for me.
Well, there you go. So I'm going to make sure that we're only really promoting you for the removal and for the trimming, not for stump grinding or stump removal by itself. I don't want you getting those types of phone calls, especially if you're outsourcing it anyway. And then we can do anywhere, Mary said, roughly like a 50-mile service area. Now, as far as that goes, we don't draw a circle around it. So we can go 60 miles if we have to. We can go 30 miles in this direction and 50 miles in that direction. We can target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you.
Well, there was a guy around here that you'd type in his name, and he would tell you he was Google certified, you know what I mean?
Right. You'll be one of those options at the top of the page. You'll never be the only company that people see, and honestly, you know, not everyone will decide to call you. But the ones that do are calling because they saw something on your website that they liked. We can actually help you to get more reviews and things like that that attract more people. And, of course, you know, like I said, we can target anywhere in your service area.
Well,
now,
look, let's go month to month. And you just, I mean, I'm going to trust in you. Let's just go with what you said. I'll go ahead and send you. Can we do that part through email, though?
I guess I need a little bit more information. I mean, first of all, let's see. So the business itself is service based, right? Meaning that you don't have a physical location or showroom that the public needs to know about. No one ever comes to you.
No.
Just go
I
to
mean,
them.
That's just my home address listed.
The 2851 Campbell Hill
yes.
Road.
That's
on the Angie profile that Mary attached. Yeah. So the way that works, I mean, Google obviously doesn't want to list your home address, and they don't expect you to maintain a storefront. They don't want anyone driving out to your door any more than you do, especially since you're out of the field most days.
I get you.
You listed city and state, not even that 36316 zip code. And then, like I said, we can target anywhere in your service area. You do have photos of some of the work that you've done,
yeah,
right? Like before and after.
Up more, shouldn't it? I don't know about my first. Hold on just a second.
If you do personal, it's going to be $300 of it today, but other ones come up on Monday. Is it just today?
It's good in business. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good
day. You too, guys. You there, brother?
Yeah, I am. And you probably do have photos of some of the work that you've done already, right?
Man, I got thousands. It's just having the patience to fucking do post them. You know what I mean?
No, I hear you. Definitely.
I realize I'm the type of person, I do the work myself. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I've realized it's hard for me to do that, do the business side of it and the advertisement side of it.
Oh, yeah. Now, you got
I mean,
enough fire in the fire already.
It is a full-time, like, round-the-clock job, you know?
It really is. It really is.
You'd be working 16 hours a day.
You know, I talk to business owners all the time. They say, you know, I'm building my own website. I've been working on it for a year and a half. I still haven't finished it.
You got
enough irons in the fire already, not enough hands to shake them. So we're going to take over the advertising of your business. We'll do what's called a client interview. So we do need some of your input, right? I mean, we're going to, you know, talk to you in detail about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline, what's unique about your business.
And we got to do all that today.
I mean, it looks like we're booked out for the rest of the day, but if you are available tomorrow, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. It takes about 30, maybe 45 minutes. You can be working, you can be driving, as long as you can carry on a conversation, but that helps our technicians start creating all the content necessary to get you on that first page and flesh
That's
out
fine.
The website.
Tomorrow after about 2 should be fine.
Tomorrow after 2, let me check and see what's available for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow after 2, I've got a 3:00. That's the only one I've got, but it is after 2. I mean, if we look to Monday, it's going to be more wide open. But would that 3:00 work out for you tomorrow to receive that phone call?
Say that one more time, brother.
I've got 3:00. That's the only slot I've got available still for tomorrow.
That'll work, brother. I'll make that work.
All right, perfect. And then how did you want to take care of that initial investment? There's no setup fee, so it's exactly $299 out the door. Is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
It'll be a Visa on my business debit.
Okay. Is it just the name of the business on the card or your name as well?
It's both.
Both. And if it's a Visa, it should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Joseph, I'm actually
4357.
Ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4357. Okay. I'll try to take it. Yeah, please. I've seen double sided. But yes, sir, 4357.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know why my mind's going blank. Hold on. $6,000,007,6024.
Okay. And the expiration month and year?
12/27.
And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
225.
You said 225, 225?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, So I've got 225 for the for the 3-digit code on the back. I've got December or 12 of 2027 for the expiration date. And you did say the card was 4357600000007 and then 6024.
Yes.
Okay. Is the billing address?
And now, was that, was the second payment process 30 days from today, or how does that work?
That's
because
exactly
it won't even
how
be
done. Yeah, so that's exactly how it works. Today's going to be your billing date, the 19th of the month. It's going to process on the 19th of the month moving forward for the exact same amount. Again, it'll never go up on you. There's no hidden taxes or fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So it's simple, straightforward pricing. Now, Joseph, the billing address is...
Well, that's the thing. The thing I was curious about was, if y'all haven't started yet, why would you take a payment up front? Or not a payment up front, but like, you know,
so
this is something that's starting Friday.
I do hear what you're saying. Yeah, so we can process the payment tomorrow if you want to. We'll do the client interview tomorrow at 3:00, and then we're going to start creating out that website. It does take about 7 to 10 business days for us to build out that website.
So that's what I'm saying. The 7 to 10 days you're being charged for?
Right, but we're building out that website right away, and the Facebook ads are going to be, up and running too, and the $100 of Facebook ads.
Now, are y'all going to be using my Facebook page or your own?
You know, we're going to be using your Facebook page. Yeah, we're going to promote that Facebook page and run ads for it. So, I mean, it does bill kind of proactively, like your rent would. You pay on the first, and you're good till the end of the month, and then you pay on the first for the following month. So it does kind of bill that way. But, you know, definitely... The normal cost of this service is $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. So I actually did waive the entire $299 setup fee, and I'm reducing the overall monthly cost from $599 down to $299. So you're saving $599 in your first month alone. I mean, it's almost like getting the entire first month for free just for the normal cost of the setup
fee. I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's actually better than
that. And now how long will it stay? How long will it stay at $299?
That's exactly what I was just about to say. It stays at $299 as long as you keep the service. So it's never going to go up on you. It is a reduced rate for younger companies under 5 years, but it is not like an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. In fact, it'll never be even a penny more than that $299, no matter how long you keep the service. It stays at that exact amount.
Okay.
Now, the billing address is the home address, right? The 2851 Campbell Hill Road, 36316. And then... Mary never did get your last name, sir.
Negley, N-E-A-G-L-E-Y.
N-E-A-G-L-E-Y. And then, now, if you have a business email, we can put it on your website. If you have just a personal email, that's fine, too. We just don't list it physically on your website, but it will be connected to your contact form. Now, 9 times out of 10 or even more than that, you're simply just going to get phone calls directly to you. The website, though, will also have a contact form so people can fill that out. When they fill that out, you get a text message as well as an email. Now, whether they're contacting you directly, as they most often will by phone, or if they're filling out that form, you know, you're not paying extra for those leads. You know, it's still that flat rate. Now, as far as the email address goes, like I said, if it's a business email, we put it on the website. People would see it. If it's a personal email, that's fine. It still gets attached to that contact form, but no one would see it physically on the website.
I've created a business email.
You did. Okay. And Mr. Negley, okay. What is that that email address?
Top Shelf Tree Services 23 at gmail.com.
So the name of the business, 23 at gmail.com. We can definitely put that email address physically on your website. It will, of course, be attached to your contact form. And then for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we do email things out to you. We use phone, text, and email. Did you have any particular preference as to how we contact you regarding your account?
Preferably not phone, just text and email.
I'll put text and email preferred. Not phone.
Yeah.
And that's text preferred is actually the most common response that I get for businesses that are service-based like yours, where you're going out to the customer, you're out in the field most days, you don't always have time to answer the phone, or it's not convenient, you're in the middle of doing something. So I'll put text and email preferred. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, let me go ahead. I did want to do one other thing here. It's to add a little bit of extra protection on your account, another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question and answer. And that means if anyone calls us, Joseph, and tells us they're with Top Shelf Tree Services, even if it's you, Mr. Negley, and we recognize your voice, we may still ask for you to verify the answer to the question. And more important, If you get any phone calls from someone identifying themselves either as Google or Local Splash, they would know that information, and they should be able to give it to you right away. If they can't, then it's not us, and you shouldn't speak with them. And also, if anyone calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that wouldn't be us at all. They wouldn't know that information, and again, you shouldn't entertain that phone call. Like I said, it goes for exactly $2.99 once a month on the 19th. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
City you were born in.
No. Let's don't do that. Let's do the first pet's name and do King.
You said King? K-I-N-G?
Yeah.
That was actually our first pet, big black lab. I barely remember it. I was a baby, but I grew up with his son, Prince. So I'll put King in there. Got to type it in twice. You're all set there. Now, because we are a Google Premier partner, Mr. Meagley, I am required to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a flat rate, that we're including the website, that we waived your setup fee, etc. It is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is, though, pretty straightforward, and I do have it pulled up. Before I do get into that, though, I just wanted to ask you, I know we're doing your client interview tomorrow. Did you want us to process the payment today or wait until tomorrow?
We can wait until tomorrow just in case there's any more that something that I don't know now.
Okay, so we'll process the payment tomorrow around 9 o'clock. Your follow-up call is scheduled for 3 o'clock. I'll read that into the voice verification here. It reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Joseph, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement. And it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Top Shelf Tree Services.
And that's exactly how I have that. And then, Joseph, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Joseph Meagley, the owner.
And, Joseph, as the owner of Top Shelf Tree Services, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did provide, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
And I have Joseph as J-O-S-E-P-H, and your
yes,
last
sir, that's
name.
Correct.
Your last name, Meagley.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Now, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. And this is, of course, because it's our job to make sure that people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So I know for us, you want us to text or email you, but we do request that you agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do request that you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And there's a couple of reasons that we ask. I mean, first of all, with all the content we'll be creating for your business, of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for something we're already doing. And then even more important, we make sure your business information online is always accurate. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else. We're just saying if you do, please let us know so we can make sure that your information is consistent online. That's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir.
We do what's called a NAPW audit. Enter name, address, phone number, website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create the website for you, and we will make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, as part of the verification process, it's essential that Local Splash receives certain documents in a timely fashion. This may include things like a business license, proof of insurance, any business card, like a photo of a business card, photos of your service vehicle, photos of tools and equipment. That helps us expedite the process of getting you PIN verified and kind of reassuring Google that you're a real business in the local area providing these services. We kindly ask that you submit these documents within the first 7 days. As failure to provide those necessary documents within that time frame may result in delays to your account. So do you agree to submit those documents within the first 7 days?
Yes, sir.
And I know that you are licensed, bonded, and insured, so that verification process should be smooth and seamless. Now, again, your payment for the initial term and the account setup, I'm actually going to waive that setup fee. That's actually going to be charged tomorrow, which is February the 20th, in the exact amount of $299. That $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. And it is an exact amount, so there's no hidden taxes or fees. Again, no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google and Bing, as well as all the additional destinations and directories, Siri on a smartphone, Facebook paid ads are included, and in this case, we'll be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven custom website. That website is, again, included at no cost, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 20th of the month and that exact same amount of $299. Again, that reduced rate will never go up on you. Now, as far as the time frame goes, usually we do our client interviews first day, second day, third day. Doing it tomorrow is certainly within that time frame. Within the first 5 to 7 days, that's when your dashboard is going to be fully active. That's when all the directories will be submitted. Like I said, the website could take, it says 7 to 14 days. My experience, it's usually less than that, 7 to 10 days. The Facebook ads, you're just waiting for that website to be completed so they can attach to it. And then again, that same time frame. Now, days 45 through 60, everything's firing on all cylinders. You're listed throughout your service area for all of your services, getting those calls and those jobs, whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service, like I said, that rate will never go up on you. We can provide continuous reporting, updates, support, etc. Now, you know, with any form of advertising, we do want you to give it a fair shot, right? I mean, the first month's going to be good, but the second month's even better. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. You can also pause it. Let's say you get more work than you can take on or a big job, you want to pause things. You need to go on vacation, you can pause it. You can actually pause the service seasonally if necessary. Now, if you cancel your account within the first 90 days, there's an early termination fee. Yeah, I mean, a lot of our clients, they pause it during the wintertime. Things slow down. You pause it. We don't take anything down except for the Facebook ads because those Facebook ads obviously are coming out of that $299. We don't take your website down. We don't take your listings down. We just pause the Facebook ads. But obviously, if it's paused, we're not actively updating or optimizing anything. It's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle downhill, you stop pedaling because you know you're going to keep going, maybe even pick up the speed for a bit. But as long as it's not paused for more than 3 or 4 months, you're not really going to see anything as far as your placement dropping down. If it's paused for more than 4 months or so, you slowly start to trickle off the first page for some of your services. But a lot of our clients pause it during the winter months, and there's no problem doing that. Now, again, all that we ask to prevent the charge to the following month is that you contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Neagley, simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. So, Joseph, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we'll process that payment, and tomorrow is when you're going to receive your confirmation. No. We'll wait until tomorrow at 9, and that's when you're going to receive your welcome email, which is important. I can give you our client support information. Now, I know you're driving. You don't want to really write it down, but you'll get it by text, or you'll get it by email, I should say, tomorrow. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's Central Time. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you that same business day, unless they get the email either very late in the day or after hours, in which case they'll follow up with you the following business day. Now, you'll get all that information by way of email. That welcome email is also going to have your login credentials for your tracking system, We'll notify you by text and email once your tracking system is active. We do have to do your client interview first and create that content. You'll also receive an additional
email tomorrow. What's tracking system?
To log into your account and see, you know, how many calls. Where the calls are coming from. We call it your client dashboard because there's a lot more that you can do besides tracking the account. In fact, if you want to make changes to the website on your end, you'll also have access to a client or to a website editor tool through your client dashboard. You can add those photos on your own if you want. Whether you make the changes or whether you just want us to do it, there's no additional cost for it either way. You're going to receive also, your initial invoice will be emailed out to you tomorrow. You'll also see it by way of text. There will be a link on that invoice email to the written terms of experience. That's everything we just went over in the voice verification. It'll be provided for you in writing. It'll make perfect sense once you see it in front of you, but I do just want to give you a heads up. There's going to be three boxes for you to check, one that you're going to allow us to send you text or SMS messages, one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and sign of the card, and the other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. And then it's going to want you to click in the box that says click here. You're going to type in or copy and paste your first and last name and hit confirm signature. That does a couple of things. It lets us know that you know that it's a flat rate, that we waived your setup fee, reduced the cost, that we included the website, etc. It will also allow us to do that initial MapW audit to make sure anything that's already out there is accurate, for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You will not get those emails, though, until we process the payment tomorrow at 9 o'clock. If I am available between phone calls when your technician is set to call you tomorrow at 3, I'll be on that call as well, just in the beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions you might have before handing it over to them. I'll try to keep my phone line open, as I always do when I have these handoffs, but if I am already on a call, they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. Now, we've got your client interview set for tomorrow at 3. At 2 o'clock, you're going to get a reminder email, and I'm going to send you right now a calendar invite to your email address. It's just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. Any and all emails can be sent to support@localsplash.com. When our technician speaks with you tomorrow, he or she will give you photos@localsplash.com. That's the email address directly for the photos department, but you can send everything to the support email and we'll simply forward it out to the right department. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I do hope that I am in between phone calls when our technician calls you. It should be tomorrow within a few minutes of 3 o'clock. It's a one-hour window for a call that really only does take about 30, maybe 45 minutes. But like I said, we'll be calling you tomorrow right at or a couple minutes after 3. Hopefully, I'll be on that call as well. But I did want to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. I know you're going to love getting the calls directly to you. And if it helps you to scale back or even stop using Angie altogether, that makes me feel good. I've been doing this long enough to remember before it was Angie, it was Home Advisor.
Well, like I said, I'm going to cut back with them to see how it goes. And if it weighs out more, like I said.
A lot of my clients do that once we get their phone ringing. They either scale back or they pause their leads entirely. A lot of my clients just, you know, cancel their lead-based service altogether. Getting those calls directly to you versus chasing down those numbers, I mean, that's going to be something that's going to really benefit your business, save you time, headache, hassle, frustration, get you the more of the jobs that you're looking for. But I did want to say again, welcome aboard. I also want to say thanks for your kindness and for your patience in taking this phone call.
Yes, sir, brother. I appreciate you. You have a blessed day.
All right. You too. Have a blessed day, Joseph. Thanks again for your time. Take care.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Bye now.
Bye.